Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, March 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Bank turmoil. Miami Beach shut down. NHL going woke. And someone finally finished the hardest race in the world. That's all coming up. And then Bill is back with your message of the day. But first, you've probably heard of the troubles at Credit Suisse Bank. It's the second largest bank in Switzerland, founded in 1856. This isn't some up-and-coming bank like Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank was founded in 2001. Credit Suisse is supposedly one of the most stable banks in the world. Well, another bank, UBS, agreed yesterday to buy them for $3 billion. Their version of the Federal Reserve said with the takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS, a solution has been found to secure national stability and protect the Swiss economy in this exceptional situation. UBS stands for Union Bank of Switzerland. We have banks failing. And Biden says things are just going great. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow and Wednesday, possibly raising rates even more. Miami Beach issued a state of emergency and a midnight curfew after two fatal shootings during their spring break festivities. The city of Miami Beach did the exact same thing last year when they also had two shootings. The police chief said, I'm at my wit's end trying to figure out how to be able to deal with this crowd and with the numbers that are here. For some reason, the NHL is still doing this LGBTQIA pride stuff before their games. They wear rainbow jerseys. Well, Saturday night, the San Jose Sharks goaltender said no. He said, I'm a Christian, not just in title, but how I choose to live my life every day. I have a personal faith in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sins. So in this specific instance, I am choosing not to endorse something that is counter to my personal convictions, which are based on the Bible, the highest authority in my life. All game long, the Sharks tweeted out all the LGBTQ, who knows even what. Like this, for instance. Most of us are familiar, this is the San Jose Sharks. Most of us are familiar with the male, female, and transgender labels. But in other cultures, the existence of the third gender or even fourth and fifth genders is common. And then it goes into this whole thing lecturing us about ancient Mexican cultures. You're like, what? The San Jose Sharks? You're a hockey team. Not even a good one. There is a running race in Tennessee called the Barkley Marathons. It is 5 20-mile loops through mountains. It's 3 days and nights, no sleeping, no aid stations, no phones, no GPS to help with navigation. Getting lost is part of the deal. They've been doing this race since 1986. Only 17 people have ever finished. And this year, 3 crazy people finished. What'd you do this weekend? I'm Mike Slater. Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly with the message of the day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, life is not fair and then you die. That is the cliche. But it's a little bit more nuanced than that if you live in the United States of America. Number one, our chief benefit here is a constitution that allows many of us, I think most of us, to pursue happiness. We have a shot at putting together a life that is satisfying and rewarding if we follow the rules. You got to work hard, you got to be honest, you've got to get educated. Those are the rules, or learn a trade. If you can fix something, you're going to make a good living. Anyway, so we do have opportunity, and many of us enjoy ourselves. We have hobbies, and we go to games and shows and all of that. But the downside is very few Americans prepare for the worst. And the worst is going to happen to you. It's just inevitable, because life isn't fair, and then you die. What you have to do is anticipate illness, and therefore put together a good medical team, a physician you can get on the phone who cares about you, medical insurance that you can rely on, all right? A team of people who can come over to your house should you need them. This is just one thing. You've got to anticipate that bad things are going to happen and think about how to protect yourself against those bad things. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. You know that, Cascade Charter Township, Michigan. You said Trump was defiant in not cooperating with the National Archives. After Mar-a-Lago was raided, the Trump Organization said it had been cooperating and negotiating. Was that spin? Look, I don't know the extent of what the Trump Organization was doing with the National Archive people. I don't know. Again, this will all be clarified, I hope, by the committees. David, thank you for reading Ronald Reagan's letter about the press. Good reminder that whether it was Sam Donaldson or Dan Rather or whoever, the difference between Reagan and Donald Trump was that Reagan knew how to deftly handle antagonists. I would agree with that. I think that Trump would do well to watch how Reagan handled his critics. Victoria Wagner in Naperville, Illinois. Can you give us insight on the website The Guardian, far left? Guardian is far left. I don't bother with it. Not worth anybody's time. Renton Rolfe, Novato, California. Thanks for your smart money tip. I got $1,500 from the Treasury of North Carolina. There you go. Missingmoney.com. Missingmoney.com. And financial tips continue on BillO'Reilly.com's store. Big sale. You can get the United States of Trump and Killing Crazy Horse for $12.95. Two of my books, and boy, you'll like them both. $12.95. That's a great deal. And signed photos of Holly and me, all the Christmas ornaments and, you know, all stuff like that. We've marked it down drastically. And we have the brand new no-spin polos for spring and summer. They are in. Get them because they will sell out. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Every year, Americans spend more than $1 billion at auctions, from lavish New York City ballrooms to barns in the Midwest. Folks hand out hard-earned cash to own a piece of history. Here are some very high-priced items sold at auction recently. First, monster movie posters. 10 years ago, a collector purchased an original print for the 1931 film Dracula at Sotheby's for $525,000. It's worth far more today. Next, Star Wars action figures. mint condition toys now sell for $6,000 each. The original price back in 1979, $10. Music memorabilia. Last year, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the song Hey Jude sold in New York City for $900,000. Comic books, also a bestseller. Amazing Fantasy number 15, the most prized in any collection. Spider-Man's first appearance will cost you $1.2 million. Near the top of any autograph auction is history. In 1864, a year before he was assassinated, Abraham Lincoln signed 48 copies of the Emancipation Proclamation. The documents, obviously highly prized, one collector paid $4 million back in 2009. It's probably worth about $7 million now. George Washington has the honor of having the most expensive signature. In 2012, Sotheby's auctioned off Washington's personal copy of the Constitution. The book sold for $10 million. The most expensive item sold at auction, art. Leonardo da Vinci's painting titled Salvator Mundi, bought by a Saudi prince since 2017 for $500 million. But don't expect to see it anytime soon. It's only shown to foreign diplomats during visits to Saudi Arabia. And here's something else you might not know. The history of auctions dates all the way back to 500 BC. According to Greek historians, the first recorded auction sold just two items: slaves, human beings, and women for marriage. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.